locker room. Your focus is also the team as a group, morale, confidence, whatever it might be. What do you sense? What's the feeling around the bunch of guys right now being 0-6?
I think right now we're not focused on being 0-6. You know, we're focusing on trying to get better as a team. And that's our focus right now. You know, our focus is Minnesota Vikings. You know, we're trying to go out there and get our first win of the season. And then, you know, we'll see what happens from there.
You play a lot of good football, but you don't end up playing 60 minutes of football. And Tom's been talking about that a lot. Does there need to be some type of commitment to just play the whole game and play it well?
I mean, that commitment should be there, you know, no matter what. This is a football game. You know, we're professionals. This is what we get paid to do. This is what we love to do. Playing 60 minutes, you know, it shouldn't be something that should be, you know, has a certain significance of point of emphasis. You know, that's something that should be automatic, you know, especially when you're playing this game. So something that we definitely have to figure out, something we have to, you know, just hop on and make sure we play a full 60 minutes.
So how fired up are you for this game to get out there, get a win, and get something going here?
Oh, I'm always going to be fired up. You know, that's how I play the game. I'm always going to play the game that way, despite our record. Just trying to go out there and get a win, you know, be on the same page at the same time with my teammates. You know, be the best player I can be, whether it's safety, whether it's nickel, whether it's bison, doesn't matter what position we're going to be playing. And, you know, just try to have this chemistry, you know, get this sideline fired up, you know, get our fans something to cheer on about and, you know, something for us to look forward to, bright days within this locker room.
Andrew, can you talk about going up against a team that has a starting quarterback for the first time with them?
You know, whether he's a starting quarterback, you know, for this team for the first time, we all know Josh Freeman and what he presents. He's been a starting quarterback in his league for a number of years now. Great quarterback, strong arm, big physical guy. So, you know, we're not looking at him as you know, his first time being a starting quarterback. You know, that guy's played a lot of football in his league and played a lot of good football at that.
You know, it's the last thing you want to see is Peterson going out into the backfield where you're at, since you got to worry about the receivers.
What's that?
Well, last thing you want to worry about is seeing a guy like Adrian Peterson getting into your territory on the field, meaning that you're concentrating on the wide receivers.
I play ball. You know, it doesn't matter who comes my way, I'm going to play ball. You know, I'm going to attack Adrian Peterson like I attack anyone else. You know, we all know what he brings to the game. Outstanding running back, but at the same time, I'm coming to play ball. You know, we fear no one. And, you know, that's the way I approach the game.
Justin was saying just a moment ago with the pass rush that all the guys are kind of struggling. There's something else they need to look at. I mean, is there anything that the secondary can do to kind of help the pass rush maybe start to get going?
We all complement each other. You know, we all complement each other as far as us helping the pass rush. You know, I think the pass rush had to help themselves. I think secondary need to help themselves. Linebacker need to help themselves. And that way, you know, each junior is taking care of their own job, their own responsibility. And that way you come together collectively and you have a, you know, successful defense.
Talk so much about focus on one game. We want to win one game. Is it hard to leave your one-loss record behind when you take the field? Or is that an easy thing for you?
Is it hard?
I mean, is it in your mind?
Throughout the course of a game, you know, you're not worried about being 0-6, you know, throughout the course of a game. You go out there and you play ball. You try to get a win no matter what, you know, no matter what the circumstances are.
Are there things that happen on the field where you this again? Or, I mean, is it the big
picture to play ball,
easy
man.
To leave behind?
We come to play ball. That's it.
And Gerald, Tom talked about getting a little bit more pressure when they are sending blitzes. Is there anything you can do to I guess, work on that to help fix that?
I mean, you know, you have to win. You have to win. You know, you have to find a way to win. When you get those one-on-one matchups, you have to find a way to win your one-on-one matchups. The sky's a little bit more. You know, all those things can help out a blitz. And, you know, we just need to find a way to get to that and be more efficient with that and make sure the blitz hits home.
Would you like to see maybe a little bit more? I know you guys are traditionally that
rush 14, but, yeah. You know, I play whatever's called. You know, we've had blitzes, you know, dialed up a lot of times. You know, it just doesn't happen to get home, or, you know, the quarterback, you know, releases the ball extremely fast, or, you know, something may go wrong within the blitz. But, you know, that's what we have to do as a defense. We have to be more dominant with our blitz scheme and be more efficient in what we're trying to do.